Hey guys, Trevor here with the E-Commerce Paradise Podcast. Welcome to today's episode. I'm going to talk to you about branding for e-commerce and specifically for high-ticket dropshipping and online retail. Okay, so branding is really important because your brand image can really make or break your business. Sometimes it doesn't really matter as much. It really depends on the niche, but really it can make or break. Like, especially if you just kind of pick a bad branding for your niche, it's not going to do as well. Okay, now branding kind of has to do with the actual target market and the product and what it's used for and how it's used and why it's used. So the first thing you should do really is just research your target market, okay? What I usually do is go into Google and type in your category keyword that you like and look around and see what kind of websites and what kind of content are out there and read a little bit about it, read a buyer's guide on that product, that kind of thing. I also go to Google image search and I try to look at what the product looks like and how it's being used and what types of people are using it, okay? And then I go to YouTube and I type the product name and I watch a few videos and I see the types of people again. You'll see more about the types of people that are using it and what it's being used for and how it's being used and how it works and things like that. When you get a really good feel about your target market, then you can come up with a really good brand image that matches that target market. And mainly it's about your name, okay? It starts with a domain name. Of course, we're doing a website here. We're not doing retail stores. Okay, so you really need to focus on what is going to be a good domain name. For retail specifically, usually the branding keywords comes after the category keyword in the domain name. So it's like, you know, your category keyword first and then a branding keyword and then .com. We usually go with a .com just because it's so well recognized everywhere around the world as a professional business, top level domain. So basically a branding keyword could be anything, like from the word direct or to the word world, or the word city, or even town, market. There's tons of branding keywords out there that you can use. You can get an idea just by looking at other retail stores and see what kind of branding keywords they have. But usually a niche store is gonna be a category plus a branding keyword. Some niche stores are gonna have a branding keyword first and then the category. But generally speaking, those are more along the lines of brands themselves that have those types of brand names, okay? So if you come up with a really unique branding word and then you put the category after it, it sounds more like you're actually creating a brand of those products, okay? So it'd be like, you know, vinowinecoolers.com. Vino, you know, is kind of like a name of like a vine, like a grapevine kind of thing, and that's how, you know, wine is grown or whatever. So you have to understand that if you do that, then it sounds like you're creating a brand of wine coolers, where if you just do like winecoolersdirect.com, then you sounds more like you're a retailer, okay? So that's usually how I go about branding a website that's for high-ticket dropshipping online retail, okay? And when you create your brand image, it's more about, you know, it's also about the colors of the brand and the image of the brand as well, okay? So coloring goes along the lines of your product and then also the sort of feel that you want to portray for your customer, okay? And what kind of market what kind of product and what it does for your market, what it does for your target market. So when it comes to wine, for instance, I would definitely brand it with like a red color because wine is generally speaking red. There's also white wine, but that's not as well recognized. Red wine is like the most well recognized image and color within it. I wouldn't do like a bright red. I would do like a darker red tone, like red wine usually is. And the other thing is that you can't just have one color. What you want to do is you want to link it with black, because black is usually a color of luxury and prestige. And when we're selling high ticket products, you definitely want to portray a feel of luxury and prestige to your target market. So black is the other branding color we use, and then white or silver beyond that. Okay, so one main color and then the black, silver, black, white kind of mix works really good for logos. And when it comes to building a logo, that's the next thing that's really important. You want to usually make it so that it's going to fit into the header of your website. Website headers are usually pretty thin, and if you create a logo that's tall, it's going to make your website look kind of funky. It's going to take up too much space above the fold. So what I usually do is an icon to the left of the logo, either, you know, it's something to do with the niche, you know, something like an icon that has to do something with the niche. So if I do like a wine cooler store, it'd be like a wine glass or something like that. And then I would put the name of it after that. And I don't have to include .com. That's already, you know, you're going to the .com website, but just the wine cooler and then, you know, or the wine glass and then the word wine cooler, for instance, would be the first main keyword. And I would put that in one solid color, usually black. And then the branding keyword would be that same color the icon is in that I chose, which is that red, that dark red tone. So winecoolerdirect.com, and direct would be in the red. And then, you know, I don't have to include .com, but it would just be like that. Or I could put the word wine cooler above it and direct below it in a little bit smaller text and match the same width and everything like that. So you make a really nice logo that way, okay? And logo creation is important. Don't cheap out on it. You can go to fiverr.com and get a really good logo made for super inexpensive. But don't try to do it yourself, okay? If you don't have any logo skills like me, I don't have any logo creation skills, have a graphic designer that has skills with it do it for you. But having a template is really important. Now, if you don't really understand what I'm talking about still fully, I provide templates in my courses. So if you want to actually get templates and all that good stuff, how to actually exactly how to do all this stuff, then I can provide that to you. But it is a premium offer. Okay, so anyways, as far as branding goes beyond that, you also want to focus on your image. So who is your target market? Are they older? Are they younger? Are they middle-aged? Are they, you know, what's the demographic you're working with here, okay? And so generally speaking, you want to match the stock photos of your banner and other things throughout your website graphics with your target market, okay? So the easiest way to do that, just go to a stock photo website and type in the category. Usually I look for, like for the banner image, I'm looking for somebody that has a smiling face and is holding something related to the product category, whether it's the product category or something related to it, that's fine. But it's somebody who's smiling, because a smiling face is so well recognizable by somebody that they will, it immediately captures their attention and they want to stay on your website for longer, okay? Just the product itself doesn't really do anything, and it just kind of like makes it, okay, whatever. But somebody's face is like, whoa, you kind of look at it for a minute. You know, whenever you see somebody's face, you're always trying to recognize it. It's something we do naturally. So it's a really good way to capture someone's attention when they first land on your website, is put someone smiling and using the product, ideally. All right. And so those are the main things. And you want to match the colors of your brand logo throughout your website. So all like the texts and the headers and stuff like that, the links, you want that to, you know, be part of your brand. So if all your coloring kind of matches, then you have a uniform branding image throughout your website, and customers will come to recognize that. And so they see that color and that logo and that image, they see that it's yours. They'll come back and they'll see it again. And then they start to remember it, and then it sticks to their memory. Okay. And whenever you do that throughout your branding, throughout your marketing, have a, you know, a uniform marketing image and marketing color, and even choosing like the same fonts and things like that can really make a big difference in getting a customer to recognize you over time and keep you in their memory. Okay. So yes, branding, I've always been a fan of branding. Now I went on Udemy and I took some very inexpensive courses on branding. And there's some, you know, college professors also on Coursera that teach it as well. And these are just, you know, websites where you can either get free courses or pay courses for very inexpensive. And you can learn a lot about these concepts, because it's really important that you learn them. In business in general, you need to learn these really foundational concepts so well ingrained. You need to ingrain them in your soul, in your mind, in the back of your heart, in the bottom of your heart, so that you know that, you know, like you can create that on your own, okay? Because when you do that, then you can create a really good business, and you can even help other people with their business eventually, like I'm doing. So it's really, really cool stuff. Branding is definitely something you should consider, and you know, really focus on, and don't put too much, you know, thought into it beyond like just the name, because like the name itself doesn't matter as much as the look and the feel of it, okay? So the name itself, you could do, you know, wine beer coolers, you know, world.com or something, and that's totally fine. You know, again, you want to have your niche store be specifically about what it's about. You don't want to make it too broad. That's a really good point, actually. I should have brought that up a long time ago. When you're creating a store in the first place, don't choose a broad name that doesn't relate to your product category. Okay, don't do Wayfair.com or Amazon.com. It's just extremely hard to, number one, get suppliers, number two, get customers. Okay, they don't understand your branding, and you're not Amazon, you're not Wayfair, you're not going to be Amazon, you're probably not going to be Wayfair, and don't even try at this point. Just try to make a niche site, okay? Niche stores work way better. They target particular product categories, and you can be experts, and you can get a lot of good money from doing just a niche site these days. There's lots of opportunity out there, guys, but you don't have the infrastructure or the upfront capital investment to create your own Amazon, most likely. And if you do, you probably would have already done it. You're probably not listening to this podcast. So generally speaking, my listeners, you're going to be creating a niche store. So definitely think about the product category you're selling plus a branding name, and don't go too broad. Also, don't go too narrow. That's another thing too. You can start, like, for instance, if you were to like try and sell infrared saunas, you can start there. A lot of people like the idea of that, but the thing is, there's not that many suppliers in there. There's like maybe 5 or 10 at the most. Okay, there's not 30, 50, 100 suppliers, so you're kind of limiting your growth if you start just a sauna store. Whereas if you started like a spa and sauna store or a sauna salon store, that kind of stuff, you're at least creating sort of a mid-niche site where you can grow beyond just saunas. Now, it is possible to start a sauna branded store and then grow beyond that in that same store. Sure, that's possible. And it's not a terrible idea. But when you start in the beginning, it's probably better to choose something mid-niche, okay? That's going to get you the best chance of still getting suppliers and also having room for growth and still getting customers and growing in the long run. I think that's the main thing, is that you can still encompass your niche without having to do a second store. Because every store you do is an entire another layer of everything you're already doing. It's like having a second job, and I just don't really recommend it to people. I've done it so many times now, and I realize having one store and one big team and having lots of customers, it's plenty. And it's definitely enough, and you can have a great time with just one store. Okay, guys, so hopefully you really enjoyed this podcast. Branding is super key to your business. Get it right. Go learn it. Go do it. Go practice it. Fail, get better, and make a business, okay? I look forward to helping you with your business. If you need help, go to ecommerceparadise.com. I have free guides, free niches listed, ecommerceparadise.com/99niches, free mini course. I also have a premium masterclass, ecommerceparadise.com/masterclass, specifically on high-ticket dropshipping. I also have a list of turnkey stores that we have built out that you can buy at ecommerceparadise.com/turnkey. Go check those out. And if you want us to do the work for you, I have a team of 15-plus virtual assistants that I've trained and work for me on a full-time basis, building my own sites and building sites for our clients. You can check that out at ecommerceparadise.com/businessinabox. If you guys have any questions, feel free to email me directly, trevor@ecommerceparadise.com. I respond to everybody personally, and I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Definitely share it with your friends, and I look forward to talking to you in the next episode. Take care.